So let's just review the review sheet, okay? Did I do a good job this time?
Oh, so you actually just let it go.
So what's the final part? The final part is like this. So the Gemara says, if Rebbe actually held one matir plus half a chila as mitzarif, okay, that would mean what? That would mean that I get kares in that situation of pigle, okay? And therefore, he would have to maintain that, this is the hard part, he'd have to maintain there's a rabbinical prohibition of doing chatzi matir, chatzi achila. So if I do one plus half, okay, that's deraisa, then certainly Rabbanan would step in and say in a case of half plus half, which is very quote-unquote dome or similar to one plus half, and Rebbe doesn't do that because Rebbe says it's kosher. So how could that be? Meaning it's almost like axiomatic or reflexive that immediately if such a thing takes place, he would have to say there's a gzera involved, and yet he doesn't. Okay, so what's the Gemara's move? The Gemara says, no, the case of half matir plus half achila is not dome to one matir plus half achila. Why? Let's take an example from Rabbanan. Okay, so you have this case by Komates and Lavona, right, where the Kohen has in mind pigle on the Komates and not on the Lavona, or vice versa. And in those cases, the Komates and Lavona are chatzi matir. Okay, chatzi matir. But that gzera works because there's a case of komates by itself, a full matir. So they could build a chatzi matir, right, off a kulo matir, because in the kulo matir case, it's existing on its own. Okay, but that's not the same as kulo matir plus chatzi achila, right, and chatzi matir plus chatzi achila. Okay, yeah, that's correct. In other words, the, what do you call it? Again, Rebbe's supposed to say kulo matir plus chatzi achila, doraisa. What he should have said was, is chatzi matir, chatzi achila, right, is derabana. Okay, right, is that clear? Okay. And he doesn't, he says it's kasher. So the Gemara says, well, he should have said that, because we have all these precedents, okay? But the Gemara says, forget those precedents, because in those cases, when Rabbanan come along and say that midurabanan, okay, the korban's pasul, let's take the case of komates. So what happens? Asher, I'm going to kill you. Okay, what happens in the case of komates? In komates, the kohen is komates without the lavona, he's mefaga the komates without the lavona, or he's mefaga lavona without the komates, okay? So we say there's an isher derabanan there, the korban is pasul midurabanan, right? The Gemara says, yeah, but that's not like the case of kulo matir chatzi achila, because in that case, the komates exists on its own in one case as a kulo matir. In one case, right? Ben minchas chote, the komates is by it exists alone. There is no lavona. So what would happen? The kohen would say, well, one second, if it's kosher for me to, if the korban's good, if I do komates lavona and I was mfaga one of the two, then of course I think that the komates itself on its own, if I did a pigle, would be a problem. Oh, would be okay. We can't let that happen. So the Rabbanan comes in and protects the Doraisa. Meaning, the case of komates lavona, pigle on half, right, is similar to the case of komates on kulo matir, but that's dissimilar to kulo matir plus chatzi achila and chatzi matir plus chatzi achila. Okay? One second. Now, if you say that's bad, hold on. What's even worse is, then the Gemara says, but one second, that's a kulo matir, chatzi matir type of durabanan, right? Because it's kulo matir komates, chatzi matir komates. So the Gemara ends up by saying, so what about the Shnei Kvasim case? Rabbanan would agree that in a case, Rabbanan would agree that if I shechted keves full achila of chala, plus keves full achila of chala, they would agree in that case that would be an issur durabanan. Because what they would say is, at least there I have chatzi matir plus kulo achila plus chatzi matir plus kulo achila, and that's similar to a regular kulo achila case. So there they would agree that a derabanan would exist there. They just would disagree that you would ever have an issue derabanan on a chatzi matir chatzi achila case. So Kanarik's picking up on one clue. One clue for sure is that what do all the Kari's cases have in common? Some kulo. Well, kulo something. No.
Kulo matir.
Really?
Yeah. Kulo achila.
No.
Yeah.
That's also a great question. Your question is that, is this really the same thing as this?
Well,
Is Comates and Lavona and are these all the same phenomenon?
No, they're not.
Where the facts are very, very confusing, but actually the svara is pretty easy, to be honest with you. It's like just one move you have to make. And if you make this move, you can understand what's bothering the Gemara. It's an easy move. I really think so. It just took like an hour to figure this out. Once you figure this stuff out, then the move becomes very easy. But Kinetic's picking up on the one clue, which is Kulo Matir. What the heck is going on here? That's the main question. No, the main question is like this. The main question is, why does the Gemara insist on this being Doma to each other? Similar, right? These are similar. And the case of half plus half is dissimilar. Meaning there's no case like this to compare it to. There's no Durbanan you could do because this case stands alone. But this somehow, this would work.
That three would compare to one.
Right, three would compare to one.
Okay.
Then
what's four?
The four is also... Right. Also, they would agree that by full achila, if it's half matir plus half matir, as long as I have full achila in mind, it'd be possible. So there's some deraisa that says dometo, which you have to answer as well. Yeah. If you look at this closely, not physically, but conceptually, think about it for a second. What's going on over here? Okay? When the komate is by itself, it's a kulo matir. Right? Then, when it's with the Lavona, it becomes a Chatzi Matir. That's the clue. That's weird. That's different, right, than the Chatzi Matir by the Shnei Kvasim. Don't worry about the Darbanan yet. Just analyze the phenomenon. So the first step you're going to have to take, you're going to have to say that what do I have here? There, you must say, I mean, once you make this move, everything else is easy. Here, you're going to have to say, why would this be a natural extension? Why would you have a Darbanan here? Right, real quick, no, because you're going to have to say, what does Chatzi Matir mean? Chatzi Matir doesn't mean no Matir. It's like a defective Matir, right? It's a defective Matir. It's Matir halachically, but it's defective. The Torah doesn't recognize it, but the Rabbanan can build an Issa Rabbanan off that. They're not making something up. They can say, there's an actual, some Matir out there we can build the Rabbanan off of. So since there's some semblance of Matir, residual Matir, so to speak, that exists in each one, they can build the Rabbanan off of that. Okay? But that's not what's happening here. This, okay, let's assume that's the case. So what, if you didn't have this case, what would the maskana be at this point? No. The maskana is no Durbanan. Why?
No,
there is karis by this case. But you wouldn't make a Durbanan here. You wouldn't. No. No, we don't make a Durbanan here. It's maskana, right. The maskana is, it's kasha. Okay? So if you want to tell me in the Havamina, right, that there's a defective Matir here, obviously the Maskana would have to say that Chatzi Matir is
nothing.
Okay? I haven't done anything. Meaning when I shech this Keves, what have I done? Zero. Chatzi Matir really means... Right. It's either Matir or no Matir. Chatzi Matir is just saying it happens to be you've done half of the required korban, but it doesn't mean anything halachically.
Exactly.
Very good. Okay, that would answer that. But the brilliance is here. This is what's brilliant. You know why? Because you know what makes this different? It's beautiful what makes this different. This exists as a kulo matir on its own, right? So now what's happening when it's a chatzi matir here?
Think about this. There's another half matir.
Since this thing can function as a kulo matir, so what happens when I bring the Lavona into the picture?
It can't be kulo matir.
Yeah, exactly. It's taking its kulo matir and doing what to it?
No.
Suppressing it. Right. In other words, it's suppressing the kulo matir. Meaning, because once this thing can exist as a kulo matir, that means that now I can never remove its matirness from it. So when it's brought to the Lavona, what I can say is, it's a kulo matir thing, and that in this instance can only function as a chatzi matir. That's right in between the Havina and Maskana. You understand? That's why each step works. The Havina would say that, well, what do you mean? If I have chatzi matir, Chatzi Matir is like a defective Matir, okay? The Maskana says, no. If this thing doesn't exist on its own as a Kula Matir, you know what Chatzi Matir means? It's nothing. But this case, because this thing can be alone, that means its identity is always tied to Kula Matir. If that's true, then when it exists in a Chatzi Matir environment, it's like, imagine like I took its Kula Matirness and I suppress it. So the Vona, in a sense, is coming and pushing back, okay? It's pushing back on it. Clarification about late. Mises can't be split, but substances can. A substance can lend itself to being a kulo matir chatzi matir.
You can suppress the substance.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
No, but you.